Serenata Huasteca. Canto al pie de tu ventana, pa que sepan que te quiero. Tú a mí no me quieres nada, pero yo por ti me muero. Dicen que ando muy errada, que despierte de mi sueño, pero se han equivocado, porque yo he de ser tu dueña.
I'm Daniel Chacon, and I'm Richie Marrufo. Welcome to another edition of Words on a Wire. The voice you are hearing in the background is our good friend Asu Sena Dominguez, who was on this show several times. She did Poetic License. She was a big fan of the show. She would listen to every episode, and actually she even took notes.
Wow.
She would sit by the radio like a student, and she would take
that.
Notes. Yeah, she loved the show. And she died last April 2nd, 2017. And she was such an amazing part of our literary community, as you
Absolutely.
Know, Richie.
Yeah.
Richie is the organizer, the host of the Barbed Wire open mic series. And she would be there all the time, loyally, and just
She was
became,
easily one of our most popular regulars.
Yeah, became really part of the community. Yeah, that's true, because I remember when she would get up to read her very, very heartfelt poems and essays, like about her first kiss,
mm-hmm.
or about a drive to Aspen, both of which you can hear if you Google Azucena Dominguez, Words on a Wire. She's read those essays on the air before. But we wanted to dedicate a show to her because she had such an impact on the artistic community. You know what kind of person she was? That would, whenever she would go to a reading, a poetry reading, a fiction reading, and she went to all of them.
She was the best supporter of the literary arts.
Absolutely. Unless there was a Dancing with the Stars episode on that night, she was there. She loved that show. She would even text her votes. And
mm-hmm.
But we wanted to dedicate this show to her because she meant so much to us. Her name, Azucena M. Dominguez. All her friends, before she met us, called her Susie. In fact, to hear her friends before she became part of the literary community, they always called her Susie, but we knew her as Asu. Mm-hmm. She was born in Chihuahua, Mexico, was raised in Silver City, New Mexico, and she was a math and Spanish teacher for over 30 years, or over 40 years, actually, at Gadsden Independent School District and Parkland High here in El Paso. And so we're going to invite some poets to come, poets who knew her and respected mm-hmm. her and loved her, and they're going to read poems that were either inspired by her or that they're dedicating to her.
Yeah.
We have, for example,
we have Donna Snyder. She'll be sharing, you know, they shared so many years together through Tumblr Words.
And Donna is a poet activist and has been on our show at least twice.
Mm-hmm. As well as Robin Schofield.
Robin Schofield, who's been on our
She's
show.
She's been on the show.
She's a poet, and she wrote a poem specifically for Asu, which is inspired by Rumi, tells us.
So Robin did a workshop on Rumi in which Donna ended up writing a piece that was inspired by Rumi.
Oh, so it's Donna's piece that is after Rumi.
So Donna's piece is after Rumi, which personally myself, upon hearing the news of Azu's passing, it hit me. I felt pretty heavy. I didn't feel, you know, I felt a little isolated, but that's something Asu wasn't really about. And so I actually found solace in Rumi, too.
Nice.
I just had a book on my coffee table and I started sifting through the pages, and really I think some of the words that I read kind of reminded me of
nice.
Azu's enthusiasm and passion for life.
Yeah, and that light on her face whenever she walked into a room. So after Rumi, Donna Snyder's going to read a poem, and you all know Donna Snyder, you know Robin Schofield, and a former student of mine who is now an attorney. He took me for a poetry class, and he was a fantastic poet. His name is Michael Alvarez, and he became a close friend with Asu in the last years of her life. And so he's going to share a little memory and a poem. And this guy's a fantastic poet. I think, you know, if he wanted to give up law and just practice poetry, I don't think the legal world would miss him as much as the poet world would welcome him. Not to say he's not a bad lawyer. I just think he's a fantastic poet.
You can do it.
And then also, we have our friend Nancy Lechuga. She's been on the show with me, co-hosting as well as doing Poetic License. And she's a friend of Asu, and she's a fantastic poet. She's one of my favorite local poets. Her stuff blows me away.
Yeah, it's isn't
incredible.
She amazing?
And she's going to share a poem all the way from South Korea, where she is currently living. And then to close the show, my very good friend Carolyn Ayub is going to sing a song that she's dedicating to Azucena Dominguez. So stick around, and Richie Marufa and I are going to talk about and honor our good friend, poet, singer, teacher, and just amazingly loving person.
Kind, generous.
Azucena Dominguez. Stick around.
All right.
Y olvidarte no puedo. Dicen que pa' conseguirte necesito una fortuna. Que debo bajar del cielo las estrellas y la luna. Yo no bajaré la luna ni las estrellas tampoco. Y aunque no tenga fortuna, me querrás poquito a poco. ¿Qué voy a hacer?
That is the voice of Azucena Dominguez. She sent that to me in an email because she was going to perform it at the Black Orchid at the Popular Open Mic series. And before we get to the poets, I had to share a memory with Asu, or about Asu. And it was hard to choose one because, you know, we were very close for a while, and she was a very good friend. When I left Los Angeles, I was there for an extended period of time doing some research. When I came back to El Paso, I didn't have any place to live. And she says, well, you can stay with me. And she didn't want to charge me, but I insisted, oh, I'll pay. And she goes, all right, you know. And so I paid her like $5 a month.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm kidding. But, you know, so I stayed with her. And during that time, we became even closer. We became like family, really. Once I did move out to, you know, when I got my own place, I really felt like I was leaving home in a sense. And she's been like family ever since. But one memory I want to share with her, which has absolutely nothing to do with poetry, but to me, yeah, it captures her. First of all, whenever you went out to eat with Asu, no matter where she went, she always chose the same restaurants, but no matter where she went, she'd always eat the same thing. She ate salmon with no spices
seafood,
on it.
Right?
Yeah, grilled salmon. At home, she ate the same thing all the time. She would cook this thing of chile verde, and she would have it in the refrigerator, and have that for dinner every night of the week with a little salad.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
And it was very healthy chile verde. I mean, this didn't have any grease in it. It had hardly any salt. It was one of those very healthy meals. She was an incredibly healthy woman.
Yes.
I mean, she would go to the gym. She was in great shape. In fact, she used to be a biker. I didn't know if you know that or not, but she used to be a biker girl.
And I could see that.
She was on the back of her. I mean, these guys were gangster bikers, and she would be on the back of the bike. And she met him in a gym because they were both working out and really into their bodies. But she wanted me to try her chili verde, and I did. And Asu, I love you wherever you are. But man, that chili verde was bland. I mean, because it was way too healthy, because she wouldn't put any chemicals in her body, no MSG. She wouldn't, you know. And
she's
so,
very particular.
Oh, man, she was so healthy. And which is kind of, you know, sad that she left us so quickly because she was so healthy. But anyway, one time she says, well, I'm making a fresh batch of chili verde, so, well, you know, you can have that for dinner tonight. And I just kind of half listened. And on the way home, I'm kind of addicted at times to Kentucky Fried Chicken. So I got myself a bucket of chicken, and I can eat the whole darn thing, believe me. So I bring the bucket of chicken home, and she's not there. And I'm just like eating my chicken. I'm all happy. I'm like a kid. Big old smile on my face, grease all over the place. She walks in the house, and she sees me.
Uh-oh.
Eating Kentucky Fried Chicken, and she looks aghast, as if she's been betrayed, as if I were her husband and I was cheating on her with another woman in our own home. She goes, what are you doing? And I go, I'm just eating chicken. And she goes, you were going to eat my chili verde. And she was so broken, not mad, but just broken, so sad. And my reaction was to go, what? Can I eat what I want? And I grabbed my bucket of chicken and I went off to my room. And then later on, I went out and I said, look, I'm sorry. I forgot that you wanted me to eat your chili verde, but it's too late. And so fortunately, I didn't have to eat it because, like I said, I didn't like it very much.
And now it's a great memory of her.
Yeah, yeah. So what about you? Can you share a memory?
To make an interesting transition, you know, as you said, she was very much into her health. And, you know, she still found herself at the open mic every other Tuesday. Mm-hmm. At the Black Orchid Lounge for the Barbed Wire Open Mic series. And really, that's, you know, I think maybe considering all that, she'd still be at the bar, you know, in the evening.
But she didn't
ready
drink.
To participate. Not no, a, she didn't.
All she drank was water. She never drank alcohol.
She drank the moment.
Yeah, there you go.
She really enjoyed, to me, I was very happy to see her every time. And she was just so enthusiastic to share. And so if I do have a memory, I mean, like you said, I have many memories too, particularly. She never forgets a birthday. Like, she, you know, she's so kind. She befriended a bunch of the open mic people, and she would take us out to eat to dinner, you know, and she'd have her salmon, and she'd like, you guys can order whatever you'd like, but you have to pay for your own drinks.
Yeah.
Right. So, okay, fine. That's fair. But probably my more impressionable memories of her are through the open mic, because she was there. A regular, every single open mic we had. As long as her health was there, she was there.
And she respected everybody who took the stage.
Exactly. And to me, she just embodies the ultimate type of supporter for literary arts and contributor as well, of course.
Right,
you know,
absolutely.
You mentioned she was a big fan of the show. She was just ready for the open mic. To her, it was an event. And she would bring her camera.
Yeah.
She loved taking photos with her friends and like meeting new people.
But only on her camera.
And it was, then that's one of, kind of my memory is she only... She preferred her camera. Even though we had some amazing photographers coming by to take photos of the open mic, my good friend Ruben Gomez, he'd take these amazing photos. And she, you know, she just preferred her camera.
Yeah,
and
she
we would
kind of
joke, it's
camera.
Like the magic camera where I think everyone else kind of looked kind of funky on it, but she always looked amazing.
Yeah,
I think that's
why
she stuck with that camera.
Yeah, that,
you know?
It was a magic camera. That camera knew her. She knew the camera. And like, you know, one of the things whenever she would take us out to dinner or we were out to dinner, she would want to take a picture and put it on Facebook.
Yeah.
But she would not let anyone use their phones.
Exactly.
It had to be her camera.
She's very particular about
and
that.
And she had to be the one to post it.
And so through the open mic, she just, this is it, you know, she loved hearing other people's work and she loved sharing her work, getting feedback. And so she loved to do this thing. She'd always sign up number two or number three. And she made sure to let me know in the morning. She would message me on Facebook. Hey, can I go third or fourth or second, third or fourth?
Right.
She would like have it down. She would reserve her spot early in the morning, probably before I was even awake. I'd be getting ready for my day and she'd message me. So she was just so enthusiastic about it. And so she'd always sing a song.
Uh-huh.
Okay, mostly a cappella.
Right.
Or she would have Leroy Moral, another performer, come play guitar with her. And she just, I know she loved it. And one of my most favorite times is when she had Leroy Moral, Frank Morales, playing guitar. And my friend Christopher Serrano joined on drums. And it just, there was this magic in the air. And Adriana Lopez was helping me host. And the crowd was just into it, you know. And I know she enjoyed that so much. She just had such a genuine smile of contentment on her face as she performed. And she acted it out, you know, hands on the hips. And she liked to sing José Alfredo Jiménez, among others. So, you know, just not seeing her there anymore is kind of a, you know, an empty space. And I just wish more people would be like her in terms of...
I wish I would be more like
her. You know, supporting other people. And really, she was just so kind. I think what we'll hear from all our guests today is just how she touched our lives through her kindness and generosity.
Well, let's go ahead and listen to the poets now. We'll start with the attorney poet, Michael Alvarez.
All right, Michael.
Stick around.
Pa que sepan que te quiero. Tú a mí no me quieres nada. Pero yo por
ti. I'm on the phone with Michael Alvarez, who is a local attorney and badass poet. You were a creative writing major years ago, and you were in my intro class at first, I think it was, and man, your poetry was amazing. And when I was doing a reading, afterwards we all went to the tap, and Asu was there, and she met you, and you guys clicked. You guys became close friends, and so thank you for coming and sharing a poem about Asu.
Yeah, I'm going to share a poem, actually, that she liked. It was, of all the stuff that I shared with her, it was one of her favorites. So,
awesome.
In that spirit, I'm sharing that.
That's great. Yeah, she really loved your poetry. She would talk very highly of it. And she enjoyed hanging out with you.
Yeah, well, I enjoyed hanging out with her. It was weird. I met her. So it was the first winter after I had returned to El Paso from Seattle. It was kind of a weird time for me. I was going through, like, a breakup and then kind of rekindling it long distance. And so I've always been kind of a loner and a hermit, but I was especially reclusive during this time. I didn't want to meet anyone. I didn't want to go out, nothing. But Azu just had something about her that, you know, kind of dispelled all that, you know. She seemed to take an instant liking to me, and her attention sort of woke me from this stupor of brooding solitude. Yeah, she made me want to make an effort to meet people, go out, have dinner, have conversation.
Yeah.
She made me want to share poetry again.
Well, great. Then share the poem that she liked.
Yeah, so this is a poem called Rain Memoir, and I got to mention the last line here is from Jersey Rain by Robert Pimsky. And I was thinking about this also because in the middle of a long email, I was reading some of our old emails, and I just mentioned that El Paso rain is the sweetest rain I've ever known. This is just a random line in a long email that I wrote to her. And I think in that email, that's when I attached this poem, and she responded. She responded to it. So,
excellent.
Rain memoir. It breaks the gray of wet benches in the park where one is waiting for a hand to hold. It breaks the gray like morning breaks a dream. It breaks the scabs of time. It breaks the now. It blurs the brow with sad tableaus brought on by beads of moon, star, stone, moss. Memory drips from skies the sun has fled, and dripping far or dripping near, it falls on melancholy thoughts of cold and wet and waiting, 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 waiting still. There's something sad in memory, the way it goes and comes, it always leaves us with the one, the image, rain. Nostalgia's spheres, the source of art and woe aslant in wind.
That was Michael Alvarez reading his poem, Rain Memoir, which Asu Dominguez, our friend, liked. Michael, thank you for joining us in this homenaje.
Yes, to thanks for sharing
Azucena.
That.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Dicen que ando muy errada, que despierte de mi sueño, pero se han equivocado, porque yo he de ser tu dueña.
Up next we have Donna Snyder, an amazing poet and writer who has been a pillar in El Paso local literary community for many years, including by starting Tumblewords. And through Tumblewords, she was able to spend a lot of time getting to know Azu. So welcome to the show, Donna.
Thanks, Richie. It's good to be here.
So would you like to share a few words about Azu before you start your piece?
Sure, I would like to. Azucena apparently had been writing since the 70s. I think she won one of the first UTEP prizes for student Chicano literature, but then she devoted herself to being a math teacher for decades. And then after she retired, she started coming to Tumblewords, and her voice was pretty constricted at the time, but over a few years she really filled with the energy of her own vision and began performing at the Black Orchid open mic, I think twice a month, and she would sing a cappella both on the radio. I know she was on Words on the Wire a couple of times, and one of the things about her that, besides watching her grow as a writer, that I was impressed by was that how close she was to her students. Even decades after she had taught them, she kept track of them and went to their marriages and funerals and holidays. And so the poem I chose to read and dedicate to Azucena today, I really just wrote last week in Tumblewords in a workshop led by Robin Schofield, The Radical Amazement of Rumi. And this poem, which I dedicate to Azucena, I call After Rumi.
Great. Let's hear it.
Thank you, teacher, for the words you left behind like cairns to lead me to your grave. This once I am prepared. I carry drums and flutes for myself and any others who may join me in pilgrimage to ecstatic knowing. At your tomb, I feel your blessings fall on my face, petals of a rare flower a stranger placed in my hair. I hear blossoms as they dance blessings upon the sky you call a bowl. A cracked bowl loses function, yet retains its beauty. The clay fired in pine pitch, still redolent of evergreen. Dead long years, still your words vibrate within the ear. I miss the ecstatic dance that once led me to water. Remind me that whether or not my feet move in time, the new rule is that I must quit sorrow for even just one moment. The moon drops its veils into the street before me. A caress upon my feet as if I were love.
Thank you. And that was After Rumi by Donna
After
Snyder,
Rumi.
Dedicated to Azucena Dominguez.
Thank you very much, Donna, for sharing that with us.
Yeah, it's great to have you on and share with her, because, you know, when we know through Azu, she just had the spirit of enjoying everyone's work. So thank you.
Yeah.
Great having you on the show.
Thanks a lot.
We'll talk soon.
Voy a ser si de veras te quiero, ya te adoré y olvidarte no puedo.
Our next guest is Robin Schofield, an excellent poet and writer here in the El Paso community. She attends Tumblewords quite regularly, and today she's going to share a couple of thoughts
And she's been on the show before.
And she's been on.
Talk about her. What was your latest book called?
Sunflower Cantos.
Sunflower Cantos.
Yeah.
It's a great book.
Absolutely.
Oh, thanks.
So we were hoping you can share a couple brief words.
Yeah.
A piece that you would like to share.
Sure. Yeah. I just wanted to say about Asu that she was just such a great friend. You know, if you had joy to celebrate or tears to shed, she was there for you. She did a lot for Tumbleweed. She was always helping Donna out. She was very sweet, and yet she was also a very tough lady. Mm-hmm. She taught at Gadsden High, right. You know, and she taught math. If there's anybody more hated than the English teacher, it's got to be the math teacher. So, you know, I never expected her to pass away like this. I thought we'd have years with her. And when I wrote this poem for her, I actually wrote it I wanted her to read it. I wrote it as a kind of get well for her, but she never had a chance to read it. So I'm kind of sad about that.
So please share the poem.
Okay, it's called Avalanche Lilies for Azucena. Lily of the mountains, hard with silver, moon metal, you are bright as flowers' center, spraying golden pollen, words and songs on the wind. Don't forget you are hard as silver, testing the ground, entrenched and resisting. Yield to the miner's pick. Come out and be polished in the light of the sun. Wave like a flower in the wind and wear turquoise against your raven dark hair. Sing, for you are a string in that giant chorus, the one verse, the multiverse, a strand of silver and flower, the bulb under rocky steeps, waiting to thrive in the snow. Even after the avalanche.
Wow. So that was Avalanche Lilies by Robin Schofield.
Yeah.
Dedicated to Azucena Dominguez. And so thank you so much for being on the show. We look forward to talking to you soon.
Okay, I appreciate you guys.
Thank you for sharing. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye, Robin.
Bye.
Dicen que pa conseguirte necesito una fortuna que debo bajar del cielo.
Our next poet is Nancy Lechuga. Nancy is a very good friend of mine, and she met Asu through me those months when I was living at Asu's house. Nancy came over for dinner one time, and the three of us hung out, and they became very close friends. And Nancy is currently in Korea, South Korea, where she is living on a military base, writing poetry, taking care of her children, and thinking about Asu. So let's share her thoughts and a poem that she's going to dedicate to Asu. Here she is, not live from Korea, Nancy Lechuga.
Asu wore colorful cowboy boots and beautiful dresses of bold, vibrant colors to match her talkative and full-of-life personality. Anyone you talk to about Asu will tell you that she was immensely generous. She was a true supporter of El Paso artists, and she bought all our books, all our chapbooks, and the homemade CDs of struggling musicians. She went to our readings and to our baby showers and birthday parties and poetry readings. Asu made space. Asu showed up and brought cake. She made space in her heart for dozens of people, and she showed it with words and actions. Asu wasn't the sort of person to make small talk and say, "Hey, maybe we should get together sometime." She actually called or texted to schedule a day to meet for dinner and celebrate your birthday or anniversary. Asu celebrated us. Asu made us feel like we were worth spending time with. Asu handed out kindness. She was faithful to writing. She was always at the barbed wire open mic series, signed up early so she could be back home at 10 p.m. to walk her dog Polly. She was always eager to share a story of her life, a poem she dedicated to somebody, or to sing a song by José Alfredo Jiménez or Pedro Infante. She took pictures of us and chronicled our lives. Those of us who were lucky enough to be snapped by her camera know the exact feeling of going into Facebook and seeing a notification for a picture Asu tagged us in. We all knew we would look 20 pounds heavier and that she would look radiant, proud, smiling, and very much present. Asu, thank you for your light. Thank you for reminding us that life is worth living.
That was Nancy Lechuga sharing her poetry and her thoughts about our very good friend Azucena Dominguez.
Thank you, Nancy.
Yo no bajaré la luna, ni las estrellas tampoco, y aunque no tenga fortuna, me querrás poquito a poco. ¿Qué voy a hacer si de veras te quiero? Ya te adoré y olvidarte no puedo.
We'd like to thank our guests, all who are gathered today on this show to honor our good friend. We'd like to thank Michael Alvarez, Donna Snyder,
Robin Schofield,
Nancy Lechuga. And thank you, Richie, for co-hosting this show. I know, we both knew her in very different yet similar ways. And thank you for being here.
No, thanks for having me on. I think, if anything, I just, after hearing everyone's words, hopefully we can reflect on her spirit of enthusiasm for life and friendship.
Absolutely.
And live our life that way.
Definitely, definitely. She was an amazing friend. First time I met her, ever since then, she never forgot a birthday. And I'm sure she was that way with most of her friends. Forgot a birthday. Said, come on, I'll take you out to dinner. And then she would order the same thing, always salmon with no spices on it. Grilled salmon. Anyway, to close the show, there is another fantastic writer in our community. Her name is Carolyn Ayoub. And she wrote something about Azucena, but instead, she decided she would like to share a song that she sang at an open mic, and Azucena loved it, and she loved this song. She loved hearing Carolyn sing this, and Carolyn has a great voice. She's been on the show before, and she's going to end our tribute with a song she's dedicating to Azucena. Carolyn Ayoub.
My name is Carolyn Ayoub. I remember Azu's expressive and expansive heart while she sang and read her stories and poems at the Black Orchid. I share this song in memory of her. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. If you get there before I do, coming for to carry me home. Tell all my friends I'm a coming there too, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. I looked over Jordan, and what did I see? Coming for to carry me home. A band of angels coming after me.